hot and bothered, and I love it. There, I said it. That was from a man.
I'm a 4-3 wide receiver. Why should I play at Michigan?
You are?
That was a clunk. There's not much I can do about that.
You can't be serious.
This You Can't Be Serious comes out of the bizarro category. Nick Young, NBA player for the Lakers, a.k.a. Swaggy P, as he likes to call himself. He hit a three in game against the Grizzlies last night, and immediately, as he's holding the gooseneck up, you know, with his hand after making the shot, just drops right down into a crouch and, like, does a little hip thrusting.
Pelvic thrust.
Pelvic thrusting, and he got asked about it after the game, like, where did that come from? This is what he said. Nick Young said, God came into his dreams the night before and showed him what to do. Quote, a man going back and forth like John Travolta.
What?
That is what inspired his celebration.
That might be like a Saturday Night Fever reference. I've never seen it, but I'm just guessing.
That's what I would guess as well. But I'm not terribly familiar with John Travolta's entire category of works.
Man.
Catalog of works, excuse me.
I seriously wonder if they just have different drugs out in L.A. with some of the things that happen out there.
Yeah, Nick Young's a different dude.
Yeah, he is different. He's not quite Meta World Peace different, but he's up there. Really weird situation continuing to develop at Minnesota. Yesterday, Jerry Kill said in an interview that he would never step foot on Minnesota's campus again. That's how angry he is about the firing of Tracy Claes, which, by the way, Mitch, we haven't had you on the show since Tracy Claes was fired as the head coach of Minnesota. But this was the weirder point to me. Their athletic director, to try to justify it, said that Minnesota's public image had been damaged to the same extent, and this is what he actually said, the same extent as Baylor and Penn State, as a result of what has happened over the last month with the suspension of their 10 players and everything like that. Now you're pulling up John Travolta clips, and it's really getting my mind off of this, so I appreciate that.
Yeah, this is mixing a couple things. Point taken on that. That's a crazy statement.
But, okay, so that in itself is dumb because, I mean, that makes it worse for yourself when you're saying that it's as bad as Baylor and Penn State, which, and admittedly, I haven't read up on it as much, but it doesn't seem like that's the case.
Well, I would put it this way in terms of reputation. The phrase was reputation damage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me put it like this. If your reputation is damaged, I would say that, you know, to the casual person, they're going to know about it. If I went up to Joe Schmo on the street, not necessarily a sports fan, just somebody, and said, what do you think of when I say Penn State? A lot of people who aren't sports fans at
Sandusky.
All are going to know about that scandal and say that. I went up to him and said, what do you think about Baylor? That, I think, is going to decrease the amount of responses that you would get by a lot. And then if I said, what comes to mind when you think of Minnesota? There would be zero people that say anything about that.
Right. The final point to this that is very interesting is that there are two coaches that have been confirmed to be in contact with Minnesota. One of them, not very surprising, P.J. Fleck from Western Michigan, row the boat. The other one, Les Miles. Les Miles. I cannot picture that. But, hey, whatever floats your boat if you're Les Miles.
Orlando City SC. Pretty cool thing they've done here.
That's awesome.
Their new stadium. They've only been around for 6 years, and they're getting a new stadium.
Is that MLS?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's been built. It's going to open up in March. And they're paying tribute to the 49 victims of the Pulse nightclub shooting that happened this past summer in Section 12. The reason it's Section 12 because of
June 12th,
thank you. They have put in 49 rainbow seats. So it's not like the one seat alone is rainbowed. It goes down from row by row, a different color of the rainbow, and there's 49 seats for the 49 victims.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. They put a nice video together of them unveiling it, and all of the other seats in the stadium are purple, and then you have the red, orange, yellow, green, blue, you know, all those that stand out, and it looks really, really nice, but nice touch for sure.
It is, and I like how Mitch on one tab has that, this nice feel-good story. On the other tab was a video of John Travolta and some female co-star of his.
That was Jamie Lee Curtis.
Okay, Jamie Lee Curtis. I didn't see the name or anything.
What movie was this?
Perfect.
Pelvic thrusting,
perfect.
By the way.
I had to find out.
And it looks exactly like what Nick Young was doing after he made a three. I'll give Nick Young credit. He pulled it off pretty well. He could pass for what John Travolta was doing.
Most NBA players have decent dance moves, I would say. You're not going to find a whole lot that don't know how to dance.
Probably most. But most of them aren't doing it that emphatically right after just a made three in a random regular season game.
For a bad team, right? The Lakers.
I assume that they're bad.
I assume the Lakers are still bad.
That's more in-depth than I really care to go in the NBA. I watched one whole game when I was in Houston. That fulfilled my quota.
You saw a granny-style free throw as part of that experience?
I did. Hey, it was fun. Rockets were fun. The Rockets were fun. I'll give them that. Thanks for listening to the show today. If you missed anything, newsradiokman.com and the On Demand tab for the podcast. From Mitch Fortner and Tyler Dreiling, I am John Kurtz. We will talk with you tomorrow. Things will be different. We got high school hoops, but Tyler will be here tomorrow.
Get everything you want in a checking account and more with Checking Plus from KS.